for a punchline.
Morning all, I'm Shaib Dinesan, content advisor to the committee.
Good morning, I'm Mr. Kumswana, Head of Human Resource Management.
Good morning, members. My name is Nkulu Kusha, Director for IPWP.
Oh, two ladies there. Never
Hello, I'm Tiffany, I'm from PMG.
Thank you very much. Everybody is welcome to this meeting.
Except the gentleman across.
Good morning. My name is Mahoni Matila, Security, Head of Security.
Oh, wow, that's it. Okay, thank you very much. So what am I going to do now is to give a short process in such a, in fact, today, this testimony is where we need to put a body of our routine, part of our responsibility to get to the PMA. And this is not the only thing, this is actually we started it's also very, very good for us to come in and then we allow you to give us a reading and participate in the Department of Public Works, Western Cape Regional Office, on your own operations, programs and challenges. You see, let me come with challenge. You know, what normally is going to happen? You see, we normally need to encourage people to help us in what is going. Because most of the people, they give us all this rosy picture. At the end, next year, it's going to be fast. When we get the call, we're supposed to go to the agenda. Then, reflect something else. So help as you want to help. Feel free. And then please allow three ones. Use your running voice. Don't be shy. This is our meeting. It's not, I mean, it's our, all of us who are involved. We are here to help each other. But we're not here to crucify some people. Help us, you know, to empower you. Another last example, let's say I'm going to provide a vote in the life. It's not like I can be empowered to say, Minister, this budget is not sufficient. There are crises in this province and things like this. But if you don't tell us, we suffer the consequences. Therefore, be simple. Take it very, very simple. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson and honorable members, I will be presenting the majority of the information in the document that I've circulated to you. My director of finance will be presenting the audit intervention plan, and then after I will, with permission of you, Chairperson, give an opportunity to present it. I will then continue with the balance of the presentation. I thought of including the map, although I know most of you know of the provinces, but it's an indication of how broad the Western Cape bias that President Office is responsible for. Chairperson, I'm using the letter that was sent to our department in providing the organizational issues. The first organizational issue that I'm presenting on is the organizational structure of the Cape Town Regional Office. Currently, we've got 890 employees, of which 17 is disabled, 12 is contract workers, 4 is young professionals, we've got one management trainee, and then we've got 30 interns, and we've got 148 vacancies within the regional office, spread across all the levels within the regional office. That means that our vacancy rate is 14.26. As a regional office, advertising and shortlisting and interviewing in respect of all funded positions were identified, and we submitted those to head office. We've currently got a little bit of a challenge with OSD Post, especially with as far as vocational registration is concerned. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. And then we also have a proposal to advertise too by project managers, 6-5 technician posts, and expansion of young professor, the expansion of the young professional program within the regional office. Because we have locally a section that is for professional services, we are of the opinion that we need more young professionals that we can fill out. Chairperson, I'm going to ask Nomalanga to take us quickly through the internal audit section.
Okay, I'll just put I'll list on the task copy. This is basically the actual findings that were extracted from our management letter for both the FTE and CW. This was the final audit for 2001 manual for financial audit. It includes the internal audit as well as the final audit. The first finding that we had was the attendance of May 2030 days. This was basically an invoice that was missing in the production of the invoice. So basically, now currently what is happening is our action plan, all the invoices are now with our state address machine, which will have this instead of. So what we do is all the invoices that are coming from the centralized unit way the stamp that is received the invoice, and then we can be able to transfer the invoice way easier. And then, number two is the expenditure, performing of strategic assets. The issues that were raised by the AG was basically supportation is not obtained, deviation not reported, check clearance certificate and not obtained, incorrect policy the issue that we basically had was where we are requested to procure furniture for our precious clients, for instance, our ministers, and stuff. So you find that they have certain preferences where they specifically want, if I can make an example, they want maybe office furniture at a particular store. And unfortunately, as officials, we cannot deviate from that. We have to purchase what they exactly require us to pay them. Obviously, then, if that is the case, you won't be able to get the quotations to say, as done the competitive bidding. So that is the main challenge that we have. So you find that the AG, they indicated that the reason that was given to say why we didn't go on quotations or on tender, they are not sufficient to understand the categories of the expenditure. And then what we also do now to try and sort of rectify that process, if we get such requests, we request such deviations to be approved by the chief director at the end of the year before we proceed with the process and the report on the deviations on the process. And then number three was missing employee files. Offers are sent for in a register and request was made for the head office for HR registration clerk. The challenge that we have there is that at HR they don't have a registration clerk, but it was one contract employee file that was missing. So we sort of tried to implement that if all that can be taken out of the registration, it must be sent for. And then number four, no credit check performed on the house workers. This one, it was implemented I think 2 years back. This was just an oversight, but what we did was to go back to the data and then to try and get the condition. And this is done only whenever we get a new link or a new on the system. And then number five, incomplete invoice. The challenge with this one was the invoice, it was the details of the company, they were not returned on the invoice. So the AG was indicating that it doesn't meet the requirement of a valid tax invoice according to the tax. So what we've done is to implement a checklist where we make sure that everything, each payment goes with a checklist to make sure that if the payment is passed in full compliance as well as in terms of the SPM. And then inventory counts process deficiencies identified. We had a sort of a misunderstanding, if I can put it that way, with the AG, where they described a certain manner of counting our inventory. And we also had our certain way of doing the inventory counting. But we indicated that we're going to implement their recommendation in terms of the systematic manner of the community. This is only done once a year, which is annual at the end of the financial year. And then I can go to number one of the NTE. Number one is listed. Anyone above 1 million not requested wages. A test level certificate not obtained from the landlord. PA 11 not signed. What is the challenge that we used to have in this thing was that when we do the renewals, we didn't do the full procurement process because we would just go to the landlord and negotiate the renewal of the list. Whereas now we if we do the renewals, we sort of go through the whole procurement process where we have to also acquire the clearance certificate, all in fact all the necessary SCM documents that must be there. We have to implement that. And then list payment was made within 3 days. This was sort of a delay because of the registration of the new landlord. The property was bought by another landlord, so we have to then that then the new landlord had to be registered on our system. So it took us a process to register the new landlord. Because we have to go through circulars, which sometimes it takes a lot of time. Sometimes we find that there are minor mistakes where you find that maybe the bank account doesn't correspond with the forms that have been given by the service provider. So we sometimes get those challenges. And then the third one is the urban contract. Urban contract negotiating with current service provider, not accepted rule, negotiating for the procedure, are not to report within 10 days to National Tribunal and AG. What happens here is we've got a facilities management, a contract, which we've been struggling to, we were not sure whether to sort of go out on tender or to review, but eventually, from the guidance that was put from head office, we had to remove the contract instead of procuring a new service provider. So, but then the AG again was saying those were not valid reasons for us to renew, and they said lack of planning and all the other reasons that they indicated, so they were not happy about that. And also the fact that it was a negotiated procedure, although it was properly approved, all these are properly approved, but there are concerns that we the reasons that we provide for us to negotiate are not valid enough, so they regarded it as a And then number four, there was excessive traveling costs in head. This was one of the agendas that we have within the regional office for the, I think it was coming, where I think there was a misunderstanding of the interpretation of the contract, where we're not supposed to pay a traveling cost when we do the call out for the contractors. But we've been paying for traveling costs. So we indicated that to the AC. It meant that was stopped then immediately after it was picked up. And we then said, moving forward, then we were using those traveling costs in the contract costs. And we had a meeting with them to discuss the issue, and we all agreed as the department as well as the provider. And then number five is, this is fruitless explanation of the project. What happens when the AG collects the project, they sort of select certain properties where we are meeting for the, or we listen for our client department. So what happens in this case is that they went to a certain department, and then they found out that there's an office space that is not being utilized. Of course, because we are sort of the custodian of the list admin, so they were saying that we're paying for something that is not utilized, property that is not utilized. And from our side, we handed over the property to the client department, they had the keys. So the challenge that we have here is we should be having regular inspections, as part also the AG was coming, and we should have regular inspections on all these properties that we need for the client. But unfortunately, because of staff capacity, we are unable to do that. So then they categorized the certain, I think it was 3 months of rental that we paid, so they indicated that it was a fruitless expenditure. But the challenge that we always have is that as much as we are accountable for that fruitless expenditure, also the client department should be accountable, but unfortunately we don't have a control over it. And then expenditure not accrued for. This is the when we report for financial statement, we have to also report on accrual or the other invoices that we still owe you to our creditors at year end. There was unfortunately a miscommunication between our office and head office where certain amounts were not included on our schedule. But what happens is that when you find this kind of funding, then there is a certain called a criminal over and under other settings where they are able to manually access some of the settings. So we provide that information to the head of the file manager. And then number 7 is this contract not signed. Okay, this was a lease contract that we continued to give a sort of a renewal. They indicated, the property indicated that, and I don't know, so the previous lease was confirmed and the first landlord to sign the agreement, if it was signed. And then, invalid tax number on tax invoice, also this one, it was, so it was a new service. In fact, the service provider changed name once we had the contract with them. So they also then they changed the tax number. But what we do is we have to check the verification of the number, which is done on the every invoice. When you process an invoice, you have to always check in fact to verify the tax number on the invoice, whether it's correct. We do that on a system on staff to make sure that whatever is on the invoice, the best number on the invoice corresponds with what is on the system on staff. And then this invoice amount paid to the supplier. I think also this one if we paid less list that we were supposed to pay, but that was also fine. And what we also say is that we make sure that all our leases are paid according to what is in the list. And then also payment is without a valid tax invoice, except I would say as 4,000. What used to happen is that there's a sort of an invoice that was done on the system, on our system of DW. So what would happen is that the consultants, they would download that sort of invoice, and then that's what they would submit to change for their payment. But now, what you should have done is basically, as much as they can use that document, they should also provide us with their invoice from their system for tax purposes as well. So that was not done in this particular instance. But we have since certified that we immediately informed the consultants that as much as they can use that our document, we also need their document, their input. So that was implemented. And then the allocation of expenditure and maintenance. This was just a sort of a technicality between capital expenditure. We thought we categorized it as the communication that we received from head office. So by then we indicated that we captured the due payment according to what we received from head office. And then credit and bank in the North Way. We are saying regular updates on reported claims and social from legal services. What happens is that sometimes you find that we in fact in this particular case there was a claim from Home Affairs which the department was still dealing with, so we're not sure whether exactly who's really responsible for the claim. A certain provider was claiming from the department. So that is why we didn't raise it as condition liability from our side. But what we do now is myself and legal services on a quarterly basis, we have to look at what claims have been lodged within the department, and then we categorize to say whether it's a legitimate claim or whatever the case may be, and then we report it on the financial. And then also that inspection is not performed. Also, I think I alluded on this one on the previous, it's basically the same. The AG, they take a sample and then they want us to provide proof that we've done site inspection on certain properties. But unfortunately, again, due to staff capacity, this is not done. We are still struggling with that. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you,
Chairperson, if I can continue. With our budgetless expenditure for the regional office, just a brief overview. Currently, we, as far as compensation of employees is concerned, is standing at 59
0.7% at the end of October, 31st of October. The straight line indication should have been 58%. With goods and services, we're standing at 59.48%. Leasing, there we're on par with our leasing budget of 295 million. We spent 171. We are 58% with our leasing budget. And then unplanned maintenance, we're a little bit above the straight line. We've got 93 million. We spent 52. We are at 67%. It's always difficult to keep it in a straight line. Unplanned maintenance, because it's reactive maintenance, so as we get requests from client departments for specific day-to-day maintenance requests, we've got to attend with under that budget. So we will monitor it as we come close to the end of the financial year, so we don't overspend on this particular item. Planned maintenance, we're currently standing at 70%. I will give you a breakdown later on with regards to planned maintenance. I'll come back to that. Capital works, DPW, we're standing at 30%. We'll also discuss that later on under capital works to indicate to you why we're standing at 30%. Cleaning and gardening services, we're standing at 53% as at the end of October. And then municipal rates, we're standing at 95%. The reason why we're at 95% is because we do bulk. Most of the rates and taxes rates are paid at the end of September, because that's more or less the time of the year that the municipal services issue the rates invoice to us. So we're standing at 95%, and there we also make sure that we stay within the budget. So overall, for this regional office, we have an allocation of 1.3 billion, and we're standing at 65%. That excludes the funding, the capital funds that we also manage on behalf of client partners, which I will show to you later on. Chairperson, then to go down to rate book to municipalities, just a brief overview. In the Western Cape, from time to time, you will see in the newspaper, DPW owes 46 million to the city of Cape Town. It's an amount that has always been in the newspaper. We have on several occasions asked them to prove to us that we owe them 46 million. And I'll just ask Mr. Potter to pop up where I miss out on this thing. What we have done is we've received 615 invoices from the city of Cape Town to the value of 17 million, which we will now go through a process to verify and make sure that's the money, and then we will pay the 17 million. We will only pay money if they can prove that we owe it to them, and they've got to give us invoices to show that the money is outstanding. But currently, of the 46, we're going to the set of 17 million, and we will indicate later on the way forward, we interact with them. We've got our head office property management support that's assisting us in negotiating with the city of Cape Town to resolve this outstanding 46 million. And property management region support has entered into discussion with the city of Cape Town so that we can reconcile the 616 and then pay that 70 million. I've just given you a breakdown of the different municipalities. Where we're in the process of talking to them to deal with the outstanding municipalities. Like for instance, with the city of Cape Town, there's a amount claim for 13 million that we still deal with, and most of the reason is land owned by municipalities, St. Parks, Nature Conservation and National Housing Board, where they are invoicing public works instead of invoicing those entities. And then as so many busy in the verification process with Overberg municipalities, we haven't had a chance to visit Bergrivier yet. Tierwaarde Kloof, we visit the verification process. We visit with Sardana and Anderberg, we already settled there. Oudtshoorn, we will also settle. And Tepala. So we are in the process as a regional office to deal with all these outstanding amounts print out. So as the municipalities raise these outstanding municipal rates that we owe, we interact with them to settle the outstanding amount. The challenges that we currently have is that there are a lot of schools that are built on municipal land, which is still the whole process that we must follow so that the land can be registered in the name of the province. But in the meantime, we are being charged for the schools that are built on municipal land. There's a whole vetting process that we currently busy with. Risk payments allocated to old services, the whole argument, I think the revolution period for 94. The pre-94 devolution period, that they're still charging us, that we're still negotiating with the province and with the municipalities. Private owners, Sandcox, Nature Conservation, National Housing Board, the property, the challenge there with property, are registered in the Greek entity's name, and that in deal that at the end of the Republic Works, it receives the account. So it's about the vesting process of those properties. And obviously because of the outstanding, there's the issue with compound interest and legal fees. We've always, particularly with the municipalities, once we agree on an amount, then we ask the municipalities to write off the interest if they see that we can settle the full amount of the outstanding. But it is still a tough situation because the municipalities obviously see that they can make extra money because of interest and delay payment. Service of debt still not transferred to the province. There's some properties that the school is a good example here, right? That is on RSA properties. Those properties must be transferred to the province. So the debt is still in with public works. And then of course our biggest challenge is the issue of capacity to ensure that we deal with all the outstanding municipal services. The way forward for us is, and we continue with one-on-one engagement with municipalities, and ourselves goes out and we interact with them to settle. The city of Pickham yet to be revised. We've been in meetings and interaction with assistance from our office and the regional office with the city of Cape Town so that they can revise that 46 million that appears in the newspaper from time to time. And then we also, while interacting with them, there's a proposal on the payment of interest, because obviously we have to get the money from Treasury, so there's always the interaction to deal with interest. And then the investigation of ownership information to be fast-tracked. We're in a continuous process to fast-track and to ratify ownership of property, and it should be revested in the RSA or vested in the province or the municipality. Chairperson, now to run through some of the sections and some of the challenges that we have, before I go on to the expenditure report as far as projects is concerned, as the Chairperson has indicated, we must raise our challenges. Projects, the Bolt Environment Services are responsible for all projects including Prestige within the Western Cape for all clients. As the region office, we also do maintenance and projects at Robinson, Marion, Gough and Antarctica. Our team is departing in early December to Antarctica for a period of 2 to 3 months. It's the only time they can get to Antarctica when the sun shines and when the snow is not thick enough, when the snow is thick, so that the boat can go as close. There they will go for 2 to 3 months to do maintenance on Antarctica and then return, and then they meet the scientists there who will then do their work for the rest of the year. We also do recovery projects for Defence and Parliament. In other words, they provide us with the funding, and we also then recover it directly from Defence and Parliament. And then the project is also responsible for health and safety. They ensure that all our buildings are applying to the health and safety. Currently the challenges that is within the project section is a lack of an integrated computer system. The system that we have currently, the WCS, is basically just a system that assists you to register the project and to manage the cash flow. It does not interact with our project property management system, so that if you do changes, you know, there's everything on one system. There is also the issue of filling of critical costs, particularly within our professional services and project managers and staff, and then the position of previously identified project managers as supervisors. We have a little bit of a challenge with OSD in this case, where in the past we used to have senior project managers and then other project managers reporting to them. The OSD has now made them all level, so you have a challenge in the reporting lines, because they all earn the same salary, they do not want to report. We're in the process of trying to resolve that matter with head office. No limited support in head office. At this point in time, the challenge that we had was there was no project management support in head office, and we have requested that they create a unit in head office to assist us. Limitation on goods and service to budget. This is the challenge where when it comes to the end of December, for instance, for this year, project management will not have sufficient funds to continue where their project needs is going out and visit sites. This is the SMT and the transport and those things. So those are the challenges that they need within the project management sector. Chairperson, this slide is a slide that is our also part of project projects. When I come to the report, I should put this slide with the expenditure. But Chairperson, this is just to show that as a region offers our contribution to the National Youth Service, we on each of our projects, we endeavor to appoint a number of young people on the project so that they can be skilled in certain trades. And I'll just quickly ask just to tell us what it is. So at our DCS Sundown Prison, our target is for 32 young people on the site, and our recruit at 32. Woolsey Prison, we've got 1660. Panterberg Prison, we're about to start there. House Bay, we've got 70. Targeted, we have 75. Gordon's Bay Harbor, we've got 32. Targeted Recruit, 32. The Deco Center for the Book, 32. Taliban Wilderstrom Prison, we're targeting 100. We're just starting there. Tilbach Prison, 32, 32. Clintonville Bay, 32, 32. Abukar Prison, 16, 16. The Deco Library, we're targeting 88. 102 military, we're targeting 100. And that gives us for the financial year, we're targeting 586. And we've got recruited 266. These are on top of the contract workers, the contractor and the subcontractors and their staff. This is the additional young people that we employ on our projects as part of the expanded public works initiative. You want to add anything, Lucy?
I think I can add just the type of the trades that are there. It's plumbing, carpentry, electrical, and delay. So we subdivide according to their choices. They undergo training for 3 months theoretical and then 6 months for practical. And after that we exit them, either they go to the college to increase their education or they form that small company so that they subcontract the major contractor.
Thank you. Chairperson and honorable members, if I can move on to our property management section. Our property management section also providing services at the Robben Island Marion Golf. As well as Kenai Base, which is the Antarctica, and the reason why property management is here is because through workshops, most of the work on the island is done through our workshop staff. So when we go to Marion Island or the Gough or to Antarctica, we take workshop staff with and they then go and do the maintenance because it's quite expensive to appoint a contractor to go for such a long period to these islands. The property management also administers some 550 leases in the South Proclaimed Fishing Office. As a regional office, we're also responsible for the 12 problem fishing harbors from Hout Bay to Sertalena Bay to Still Bay on the other side on the south coast. And then we also service three parliamentary places, ministerial estate and parliamentary fishing. And the workshops also execute small plan maintenance projects. Projects management effectiveness and efficiency are curtailed because of current policies and procedures relating to leases do not speak to actual needs for the management leases. For as a regional office, currently the whole process of managing leases is a challenge. Lack of human resources in most of the sections, specifically utilization, and well in all the sections I should say. Current staff structure of workshop impact and negatively on ministers undertaking to resuscitate or resurrect the workshops. I just want to indicate here, Honourable Chairperson and members, that the department at this point in time is busy with an initiative of resuscitating the workshops and they are looking at a specific point. But at this point, at this moment in time, it's about to answer. Oh, sorry. Chairperson, then also under property management, they are also responsible for the immovable asset register. And this is just a quick breakdown. The number of national land parcels in the Western Cape is 4,650. The number of item 28, one certificate on our records is 1,240. Now that item 28, one certificate is a certificate that indicates that the property is registered in the name of RSA. It confirms the ownership, and it means that we didn't have that. Also, with the number of properties that we've gone through a process of vesting, 2,430, of which we are currently waiting for your 28-1 certificates. And the number of properties vested, regional, according to the regional office, is 3,323. So in other words, we are waiting for the outstanding documents. Information breakdown, the number of properties to be vested, 19.
The actual figure is 1327.
Is the number of properties still to be registered. In other words, that's the process that as a regional office we must go through. We are a member of the Provincial State Land Disposal Committee, where we take properties to them. This property belongs to national government, and then the Department of Rural Development Land Reform is a member of the committee. They confirm the ownership is national. The province is also represented, and if they all confirm, we then recommend to the Minister of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, and we then place the property in the correct name. We also in the process of removing the duplication from, and at this point in time, we've removed 90% of the duplications from the ASP register. The number of titles needs to be endorsed prior to project is 4,000. What can you explain that?
It is once you've vested for a investment, one must now actually endorse existing title deeds to say the owner is no longer the person on there, but they endorse to another title.
Which in our case will be RSA. If it's vested. Just to give an example, prior to 1994, there were some schools that was vested in the province's name, but prior to, on the 27th of April 1994, the school was active. So if the school was not active, then the property becomes national property. But if they're still active post 1994, it becomes provincial. So then it gets endorsed in the national. Okay, person, and then just a breakdown, ongoing projects for the asset register is Shiva, the paper trail, the devolved properties, the vesting, the updating of mandatory fields on the asset register. And the current staff that we have in dealing with that is six at the moment, one senior admin officer, one admin officer, four contract workers. And in actual fact, the staff we require is about 18, and we require one assistant director, two senior admin, three admin officers, 12 admin assistants to really be effective and to make sure that we update our asset register and also maintain it at that level. So that the use shortage of solve in that section. Chairperson, then to go to the workshops. Currently we've got 109 staff members in the Cape Town office. We also have a decentralized workshop in Langebaan there, who looks after some of the defense properties and properties in that area. We've got 10 people at Robben Island, and we've got 11 people at Oatswan, and we've got at 203 Weinberg, we've got 14 persons working there. So in total, we've got 166. We've got currently 38 vacant posts at various levels working workshops. And the chairperson also, our contribution towards artisan training, as far as plumbing is concerned, and trade tests, we had 5 attended, and we had 4 qualified out of 5. These are people within the workshops that have been working for years as artisan assistants, and they build up the skill and the knowledge base, and we then send them to attend the college, where the issue of recognition of prior learning is taken into account. The skills get tested, and they then do a trade test. And these are the outcomes of these initiatives. In the bricklayer area, we have 4 attendants and 3 qualified. In the carpenters area, we've got 6. tables, four qualified. In electrical, we had 9 tables and 4 qualified. And the 13 course, we had 7 attended, and we're still awaiting the outcome of the 3 tests. So this is our contribution to take our artisan tradesman age to become qualified artisans. And should there be then a vacant post, then they will be able to apply for these vacant posts in the post office. Chairperson, and then a brief overview of CAM, which is our key account management. And apologies for our head of CAM that is not here, she's off field. And that's another achievement, which then bring the ratio very close as far as lending is concerned. CAM as a client department entry point in DPW for all the accommodation, as a client-centric approach in respect of all the capital plan and unplanned maintenance and lease matters. CAM effectiveness and efficiency are curtailed because of a lack of specialists, professional services that they need to assist them to give guidance to the clients, because obviously the professional service focus is the staff is so little that they assist as far as product is concerned, and they can't give assistance to the CAM. The challenges, the capacity challenges at head office and at regional office for the liaison, and then the life cycle planning for buildings and equipment are not done, your lack of capacity of PPM within the region. And that basically is to ensure that we do proper forward planning as far as our buildings and our maintenance to buildings is concerned. Chairperson, Finance and the Supply Chain Management Shop Director, Finance, Accounting and Budgeting, they manage 1,103 trustee debtors, which includes the Ministers, DGs and Sessional Officials and MPs, manage of 639 PMIF debtors, includes of the fishing office, provision and auxiliary services, they procure the procurement of movable assets of trustees and officers, provide support, auxiliary services for the Minister and DG office, provide fleet services for various satellite offices, e.g. Langebaan, Oldswaren, Robben Island and Horticulture. Procurement of goods and services for maintenance and all the rest of the sections, movable assets, management of 1,534 locations with 89,710 movable assets on their records. These locations consist of ministerial houses, offices, meetings, flats, VIP houses, workshops, etc. In other words, they can manage all the movable assets within our buildings that is occupied by public works itself. And the information technology, they provide IT support to the regional office. The question, the challenges is they need to reconfigure financial ECM structure and the filling of vacant posts, which is a challenge, and as far as the reconfigure is concerned, ECM is a huge element within that section and should be basically on its own based on our capital expenditure, etc. and finance to ensure that they effectively deal with the financial management within the regional office. And then there's also the review of delegation processes and standardization of the reporting framework. We're also indicating that there are some delegations that can decentralize the regional office to make things, the turnaround times on financial matters more easy and more effective. Other review of current financial systems, e.g. the data system, and then communication challenges between regional office and the office to make turnaround times. Honourable Chair, and then as far as legal services is concerned, currently at this point in time, volume of work is large due to the current fishing office and Parliament. Legal services effectiveness and efficiency are curtailed. Challenges with turnaround time from the state attorney. That's one of our biggest challenges with regards to matters that the state attorney has pushed upon in terms of evictions and debt recovery. Very close turnaround time there, and then access to legal documentation and inadequate system to maintain contracts. Human resource management. The organizational structure and size of the establishment not meeting delivery requirements. Currently the challenge that we have is that the structures that the regional offices have across the board is sort of one super all type of structure, and it does not speak to a region with its specific size or demands. So it makes it very difficult. In Kimberley, you have the same size of leaf infection, which is after such a procedure that we have in Cape Town. So it really makes humanity in the working direction of the spread of the soil. Most was done by lower ranking officials, that's generally a challenge that we have. And here again, the issue particularly with leases, you've got in the lease section a level 6 to 8 staff member that goes out and negotiate with an experienced landlord, and that disadvantage really causes challenges. Yeah. Inadequate HR system and business processes. Jefferson, thank you very much on this presentation. Jefferson, I don't know if you want to allow me quickly just to run through the project's expenditure presentation. Capital expenditure, this is how our expenditure stands at the moment for the capital expenditure, the contractors and consultants. On the left hand side it's the clients from DAF Arts and Culture Correctional Services to proceed at the bottom. Arts and Culture currently we should be at 58%, currently standing at 57%. We have a few challenges there as far as the execution of projects is concerned. I'm going to ask Alexander Wilson to top up my comments. As head of projects, correctional services, we're doing very well. We're currently at 67% based on an allocation. Defense, we have 15% at this point in time. We do have a bit of a challenge with one or two projects there. Home affairs, we've spent a very small allocation. Justice, we do have some challenges there also, to which Ali will speak to. Rural development, we're doing at 62%, and in tax 51%, of an allocation of 140 million. Departmental, we're standing at 17%, and then accessibility at 1%, and receipts at 34%. Jolly, maybe just a quick indication of those areas.
So maybe just on a serious one that I can see on Austin Culture, we've had quite a number of challenges, some allocations referred to projects that we were supposed to do in Robben Island, and the Robben Island management has asked us not to do them because I can't do all the projects at the same time. So that is one of the main reasons that we are being delayed there. We've also got a big project at Izuka at the main museum where we are being delayed. We cannot start with the project on time. Correctional services is fine. There's no problem in the end. The project has just started today. So we only now started with the expenditure. On justice, there were also a number of projects where justice, or actually the major one is the magistrate's court here in town, where we are delayed due to their requirements. They're changing their needs, and that's why the whole needs have to be reviewed, and they're still in the process of review, and we cannot continue at the moment with the project. Justice clients, the departmental is also mainly because the projects that were delayed due to requirements and internal requirements that we got. On the state side, many of our projects were due to be done in research period, and due to our effect and process that are delayed, and also requirements that have changed, and that will now go on to the next research period.
Thank you very much. Chairperson, if I can continue with the plan maintenance. The plan maintenance, currently overall, we're doing well. We're standing at 70%. This is the department's budget, the capital works of the planning budget. And as you can see there, it is just the public work, it's the 10 million, and maybe if you can speak to that, that's the understanding that is the only one basically on planned maintenance. The rest, we are all on target as far as planned maintenance is concerned.
On a topic works with that space, is an allocation that we receive for some of the forest and the process is take much longer to put it over onto the local authority and to get the process there. So the actual experience that came up with that fund and the operations haven't taken it back.
Yeah. If I can just explain to the honourable members about forest releases, we've got some forest releases, what was his name? Lebanon. There's a lot of forest releases. What has happened in the past is that Department of Forest, Agriculture and Forestry had NGO that was busy with the different forests. And when that forest comes to an end, when they've done the harvesting of the trees, the staff that did the harvesting remains behind at the forest village, and the NGO that hands the property back to public works, but they don't relocate the people on the forest village. So what then happens is that public works then enters into an agreement with the municipality to manage these forest villages on behalf of public works. But the municipality, because they are also tight as far as their budget is concerned, and they indicated to us before they take over this forest village with the people, they will then, we must put in infrastructure like streets, water and electricity. And once the infrastructure is done, they will take over the municipality. We've got quite a few success stories. We did Karatra in Neisner, where we did the infrastructure and we handed over the facility. So what has happened is a lot of planning that takes place for such a project to succeed. And this part was specifically done for that, but we got the allocation a little bit too late as well as indicated. Chairperson, and then the last item is what I mentioned earlier on, is the matter of DOD decentralized, what we call recoverables. These are the funds that sits with the client, and then we do the work on behalf of them. So they pay us as we require the fund, the Navy and finance, the Parliament. Is that the finance and Parliament?
No, it's also the Navy. It's also the Navy.
Really? It's
a really fund.
Jefferson, that then we sort this out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
It's ended up with the government twice. Without the number of words, without the name of the forest, I'll come to that point, but nevertheless what I wanted to do is that simple. Honourable members, that was the presentation of the region. And I'd like to use this opportunity to remember to start ask questions. From the first side, from the third member, Honourable Biza, followed by Mam Jacobs, followed by Honourable Matema, followed by Mbaru Kuna. That is what he said. A lot of us, without any number, at the end of the budget dedicated to them. Okay, I'm coming, that's fine. Okay, Honourable Mabija.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm having just one question. I'm going to have only one question regarding the vacancy that are not filled, because the president since 2009 has been time and again encouraging all departments with creation of jobs, because our people are not working. So I see the vacancies up to 148. And I should think that is not something very nice when there's a lot of unemployment. Therefore, I will humbly request the department to tell us how many vacancies have they filled up since 2009. Not the old ones, the new ones. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable Mama Ujiro.
Yeah, thanks for the report. I'll deal with the issue of only Tajiri support. I don't know whether it was for the first time that the lady was responding to the intergenerational report. Because the way she was responding, it is as if there are minor issues that needed to be corrected. And I'm just wondering, because before an intergenerational report is given, it's sent to an institution that is this management. Which comes before the intergovernmental report, which identifies things that need to be corrected. That's why I'm saying I'm not so sure of that, because all the issues that she responded to, because it was a minor, they could correct it. And then if it was in a management, they should not have been in the intergovernmental report. I never picture what happened to them. The other one is the issue of open maintenance. I don't know whether the department has a maintenance plan. I'm not so sure there's a... Yeah. To service this department. And also, I just want to link to that. There are services that are linked to the mayor, there's a budget that was presented here. Is this a provincial or a national issue? This budget that we are taking is for national for the province. Can it get clarity on that? And also the issue of assets. We were told by the National Department that they are going to identify the assets. How has the assisted the National Department to identify the land which belongs to AMCO? I don't know, for the first time in my life, for the first time that I hear Marion Island, and what is it called?
Go.
Islands and Antarctica. I'm not sure where are they and what is happening with these islands. As you're saying, you are maintaining them. Where are they? Maybe we need to visit them because we don't know them. On the issue of EPW project, I just want to check these projects are the in-house or you are sourcing the work, because as you are saying, there are people that we are giving the skills. So I just want to check whether it is in-house or is outside. And who maintains our villages? Because as you're talking about the maintenance, I'm not yet mentioning the cultural part, the territory part of it, and so on. Who's responsible for this? Yes. I think I'll
come. One more tema.
Thank you, Captain. And the first one, the one that you raised, when you presented the change, the one on the forest, you know, when we know that the committee is coming to you, I believe and understand so much important that your presentation, you sit down with your team and look at issues that are not in their presentation. Instead of saying, is it, which one is it, Lebanon, which one is it, because we need that information. For example, if you send your presentation to us before, that information should have been in the document. So that we look at the document and we know, we understand what is really happening in the regional department of public work. So we still need that information, I believe. And like the Honorable Jacobs was saying, those are the places that as the committee, we say next time we're going to meet at Lebanon, we're going to meet at Gulf, we're going to meet at whatever. So the other one is on your organizational structure. Your staff complement. If you can break down teammates, they, we've got 890 employees. So if you can break it down for us, and you give us the organogram on that one. And then the strategy to fill post, which is now, no, it's November. This strategy, how far are you with this strategy? Because the strategy, how far are you on the strategy? Then, on the challenges of the project. The number of limited support, number all limited support from head office. What have you done? Do you have something in black and white that that will actually, you know, confirm that you did communicate with head office, so that then we as a committee, you know, raise these things with them. We are able to take on certain Saturday. The original office 2123. What have you done? I think it's important that everything that you do here, you put on black and white, so that if we want to assist you, if we assist you, we are able to mention that this is what happened. So if on these challenges, the computer system, feeling of critical posts, if you talk to your head office, just if you can get information on more information on this. And then you send three parliamentary delegations in Australia, estates and parliamentary students. I will link that one to slide number 26. Because servicing this parliamentary village is definitely, if you look at them, they are not like equally serviced. I haven't been to others, but I'm staying at Pelican Park. Pelican Park, I'm a book holder. When I see something, I don't hesitate. Even that garden, when I see something is not right, I go to the tech leader and tell these people 1, 2, 3 is not right. Tell me, how do you monitor these three parliamentary buildings? And as I said, I'm linking it with slide number 26. You know, members, I think some of us don't know that there are DG flats. There are movable assets. The furniture. Well, you mentioned the furniture that some of the officials, when you want to buy the furniture, they want to choose from wherever they want. That's why it is difficult to get transportation. But with members of parliament, if you can, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. So it is actually, I don't know how to put it, but if you can explain why member officials. You go into the house in Pelican Park. The sofas that the members are sitting, even when you touch that, you can feel plastic. You feel plastic. And, you know, those are places for members when after a long day, when they go back, they must sit down and relax. But definitely those things are, I don't know who chooses, if you can explain, who chooses for members of parliament in the of the Venetian? Who chooses the Venetian for members of parliament? And maybe also to say on the furniture we were building, there is just a sheltered employment department of labor. If maybe you can maybe tell us if you have tried to maybe look at that to say there is department, sheltered employment that is being supported by the Department of Labor, if we can go and have a better thing and see whether the department can buy from this shelter employment. That's it. So today I think it's good, thank you chair for bringing us here for meeting with the regional Department of Public Works so that we understand really. Because some of us, we are just arrived in the village, we don't know where the furniture comes from, we see that there is this and this. But I wish that one day we can go and visit the flat that the DGs are staying in. And the other one is also on slide number 10. You know what, this information actually is not going to be enough, so this is a number of national land parcels in Western Cape, each area. Number of properties versus. Because sometimes we do ask questions to ministers. So this information will actually assist us if I put a question to the minister and I want to be specific so that the minister also can be able to respond to the question that I was asking or I am asking. I'll come then and the last one should be this artisan training. Also the artisan training, if you can also outline. I want to know how many members, have been trained in this part of the training. And also on your EPWP project, do you have projects in Kairicha, in Nyanga? I haven't heard you mention all this area, but if these projects are there, tell us that you've got this project for our information, and we'll be able to ask you to understand it.
With all the forests, without means, but we are being invited, I'll come. Only one member, please.
Thank you, Jim. From my side, I will start with the EPWP in public works. I want to know, and I believe there's a lot of retired people or persons who are still working in the department, and they are supposed to help our youth to transfer the skills. And are you doing it, and how many people are there in the department at the stage? Which is already retired people who make use of to transfer their skills to our youth. And then the next thing is, I think, it's most of my questions is about that, and that is about the asset register. Because in most of the provinces, we've got a lot of problems regarding the asset register. It's not up to date, and we know there is people who's helping departments in the different provinces to see that we get all the assets of the state on a register. I want to know how far is it in the Northern, in the Western Cape at this stage. There's a cut of it in 2014, then they must complete it, these registers, and that must be on data, and all the buildings and land and everything must be on that register. I want to know how far are they in your province. I also want to know how many satellite offices do you have in the West Cape? Because this is the region office, but you must have, because it is very, it's a big province, so there must be more offices to make your job easier from the region office. So I want to know how many offices are there. And this is regarding the problem we have with the asset register in other provinces, because the state do not know how many buildings, how many flats they have, and people occupy these buildings, and there is no rent they get out of it, because they do not know which buildings are belong to the state. And do we have the same situation in the Western Cape, where people occupy buildings and stay in buildings and do not pay rent, and the state do not know that is the buildings of the state? So you can give us more information about that. And that is more regarding immovable assets. And then I will also want to know, why is there a shortage of staff in the supply chain management? What is the reason therefore? And what are you doing to see that we can resolve the problem or the challenge? I know a lot of these people is going to the private sector, but we must do something in our own department to see that we can keep the people here with us. And then also, I also want to know what are you doing about people in the critical parts. That is also a challenge here in your department. How are you managing the people on paper? Acacia Park is also, that is where I am staying, and there's a lot of renovations taking place since we arrived here. That is here by 4 years, and it's still continuing, and especially in the flats. But I want to know how many people are really people who's working here in Parliament, in the department, because there are a lot of them. And there must be people also who are working in other places, not in the department or for government. I want to know how many people and what is the income we can have.
Okay. Thank you very much, members. But I would have the bike instead of for you. You see? That's what it is, you know. You don't prepare when you do a presentation and give us acronyms. Because acronyms can be only by people, but not by us. You spoke about CAM, you spoke about some, you know. You might assume that we know what is, but why we don't know this. And also to assist those who are like teachers and other people who need this, the need also tell exactly what is those problems. And then let me start with the questions I wanted to you. Which one? It's not professor when you call to us and then tell us about development policy. One who knew. Even the names, we need the names of the forest which we have under you, and also because you know, it's very long to talk about budget for forests which are not known by you, but about us. We need the names of those forests. And also, normally what we used to help him, in some of the provinces, it is alleged that in those forests which belong to the power government, while there are people, they are also in forced eviction. Where people are being evicted because people are not informed but who owns this. A certain white or whatever person use the structures of the people because they are used utilizing workers for their stocks, livestock or OCR or whatever. They still belong to an individual. Why? Belong to the government. And then I'll come with this. You see what is worrying me here? Our family are hard with the issue of the business. You know why? It's because of your own presentation. You said there are 148 vacancies, which is equivalent to the rate of 40.56%. At the same time, somewhere in your presentation, you told us about the 5 positions not performed. That's page 10. Because of a lack of capacity. And you are given the advices. I don't know whether those letters is the paid letters or unpaid letters. You must also advise us. And this one, you know, on page 10 of slide 19, you spoke about lack of human resources in several senses. Mr. J, he is not functioning as department, but there is a lack of human resources. To me, it means a lot. When you say there is a lack of capacity, and then also you admit from your own mouth that there is a lack of capacity, and you admit from your own position that there is a lack of human resources. That is, this department is dead. There is nothing. You can't just put this one. And, you know, like the thing which I said, that some site not inspected because of monitoring. And then also, when you are doing your input on your edition in terms of projects, the problem, the issue was like page 9, like 17, when we spoke about the position of creators identified in projects and then as supervisors. You know, the issue of accounting, to us, the key fundamental issue of accounting is the ability to account. Because nation, there is a disease in this department of public works, whereby people are acting, whether they are about to account the design. If it's time to account, people are designing, because they know very well that there is no follow-up after giving tenders. It's also giving problems. And this is what also is worrying me. On page 6, like 12, when we raise old to municipalities, we said the Watergate municipality reported that you are owning it 46 million, while only 17 million is invoices of out of 606 invoices, which is equivalent to 17 million. See, full details about it. Because to me it is a contradiction that somebody is painting a very negative picture about you and you defend yourself about this. Why you're so quiet? The media, time and again, are taking you on that thing. But you keep quiet. Don't say anything. To me, it's that you keep quiet because you know they're all in that. You are the ones who are helping. Why are you quiet? Why don't you defend this matter? Because there is a quite difference between 17 million and 26 million. It can minus that money. It's a huge amount. Because also, so that you can stop those people from the media who are spreading wrong information, if it's the wrong information, that you're saying we're owing 46 million. You said time again there in the media from your own input. It must correct it. And then also, what is worrying me? You see, what would it cost? I thought that you would have to charge in text about this thing of audit. The general and the audit intervention. You see, I'll do the example. The first one, you spoke about in terms of the target, I mean not the target, let me say findings and also the progress. You said payment not made within 8 days. And again, somewhere, and also in terms of your progress, you said 95%. Then you can check your progress. In all items, you said 100%. This is what you said, specific 95%. That means you know very well that you will never meet the deadline. That's why you put in 95%. Why you put the 95%? Why the others you put 100%? The only one is 95%. It's suspicious. Because with this one, there is another one also which you said in terms of accounting and in terms of what is the payment when there is a challenge as well. And what is also worrying me in terms of this, you see, it's also disturbing, and also all the members, they spoke about the issue of the facts. Where we are staying. You go to most of the parks. I see lorry there. It's only having grass. People are just cutting grass. They are not crossing. the loan, different loan. And I wonder, already responded to Ayan, like I said, but who's responsible with the past? Because nobody's moving for charging. I can tell you now that there's vandalism in the past. You go to those buildings, if you touch the sinful there, people are vandalizing, taking up tithes, whatever. You know, there are branches of the, those things is monitoring. Because Mama Shemba said, you know, doing for us a black and white letter to take that here. I try to request it. You never. I recall one day when we came to, when we came there with my name, but the swimming pool, there was a people swimming there, but they had lots of empty bottles of beer, and some of them, they raped them down while our kids were swimming there. That's to invite the swimming pool. It's because there is not proper monitoring. And you see, my worry is this, and you said it's progress. I'll wait till you see next year if this final report from the public works, because some of the things which we identified, you said they are in progress, good, but except the last one, the site visit, which was never done, no progress, because we didn't deploy some people there. It might have been we didn't deploy people because they are not tenants. We deploy people only in the section where they will be tenants. Which is why you know exactly that there is no tenant. That is my assumption. That's why it was never done. Because there's no tenant. It is you who put that in the room. You see, there is a thing about Univers who wanted to say about the issue of our satellites, which is worrying us. You know, sometimes if you talk about the satellites, people are thinking that for some. Most of the focus of our development is in the airbag. They don't go outside. The one which I mean, West Africa, there's no rural area. There are no farms, which are transferred in these lot of people staying in a certain place. And you remind me something, 2 days ago, even in the Roman Island itself, there were crises in the Roman Island, things were not going well. And Umana, unless you were indicated about this of arts and culture there, somewhere there, who's doing the returning there also. Because Roman Island is our international source of income in terms of tourism. But if you don't treat people well in the correct standards, you wouldn't expect people to go there anymore. So these are some of the things which are worrying me, which I wanted you maybe to give us this thing. You know, I get the university asking, yes, I'll be different than other interpretation of people if you check, talk in terms of Christians. Let's talk about Christians. I don't want to go to security measures because some people they thought otherwise. We know that there are a lot of former health states, whatever, around here. Don't tell us about the things which are not falling into our category. Because some of these things, they need security to come and account for them. I mean, in online function, like Mama Chem was asking, making an example about the plastic and what. Probably if you can tell us the number of how many Christians places here around here. Don't tell us some details which need security. No. I don't want to blame it on the wrong hands, because some people are making a joke of some of the errors which our leaders are saying. They don't think about the security implication about the country. I'm very sensitive about that. I won't want to go deep about the security matters. But so that we know that these are the other perimeters. And I think it will make sure for this one. Let me make sure about this one. Make sure this one. I need to ask you to do not under your region. You see, I'll make last example. Who's responsible for this building? This one. Public works. in the passage when we were coming, was just invited to a lab. Look, they put us saying that in this world there's lights in church. But in the passage, only one or two lights. For how long does it take you to recommend everyone using it instead of being? Or you need to be changed to first? It may be some question. How long does it take? Because there are, we can go outside now. We'll see the lights. Aware. When I give you one, I'm not feeling the passage. You see, last comment. I'll bring last when I summarize. That how do we begin with the public words? But people are doing the opposite to it, is why they're supposed to do something else. But please, as I indicated, like a woman, but they spoke about this. Islands, Lamanyamu, whatever islands, they should know that this is a little arrangement for you. The lesson allowed me to respond to some of these questions.
Thank you very much, Chair. Honorable members, Chair, when you have identified my colleagues to assist me with responding to some of the questions. First of all, Honorable Member Kemba. I do apologize for the fact that we don't have the names of the college leaders. We will create it and forward that to the committee. But the project to identify is against the 50 college leaders. I'm going to ask Ms. Mosey just to indicate to us as far as the males and females is concerned. 890 staff members, how many of them are males and females?
I don't have a question.
It's
in the organogram.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The name is in the organogram, it's in the
number. Yes, I did bring copies of the organogram with for the names that it was going to
be. Before you open the organogram, let us see the property. I look at your protocol. Tell the legal office that it must never happen to you. I don't think I'm right. It must never happen to you. I know that procedure when you requested to meet with you, sometimes you take your reports and you delay go to the and you take long to come back. No. Some of these documents must come advanced to the members. We prepare them advanced because, you know, we read some people, that's why members are able to ask these cases, because they read from their own documents. Because it is thing to ask now. It must give the impact and it was anticipated. Documents are with CRO and the department. This must be at last it must not happen again. Or else, it's unfortunately because they're so likely to be able to do those who are not able to get up, we summon them to come to get up. They know that it's nice that but when you go out, you will write. Send documents in advance. Tell them HTTP that if they don't need submitted anything, they must accept it so that it can be us in time.
Dear person, then we will provide the split between the males and the females to you also. And then as far as the strategies of the filling of posts are concerned, as a regional office we've been involved with our workers in identifying cloud critical posts, our vacant posts, and we have indicated them to our head office. And we are awaiting on the head office as they indicate to us what post they will fill based on the availability of buses. Just as an example, recently our key account manager post was advertised. So all our posts we've already submitted to head office, we have all our vacant posts filled. And we've also prioritized to them what is our critical and vacant post. So we then await on the head office to inform us when funds is available and how they will fill the post. So as a regional office, we don't advertise our posts, we just prioritize and identify them to our workers.
But you know,
that's
how we can communicate with them, reminding them of, you know, because they can stay for ads without advertising and we are sitting there. Is there someone who will communicate with
Yes, honorable member, I will make sure you know they follow up with emails, and then also as a regional manager, whenever we meet in the office, I raise it at our forums to discuss the vacancies.
I just wanted to add to what Mr. Johnson is saying. We don't advertise as a regional office. We send our request to head office, and in return, our director recruitment submits all the requests that they receive from the region to the authorities. I don't know who the authorities are, but that's the response that we get each time we make for us that. Is the authority who will decide which positions to advertise for which region. As it stands now, the vacant positions that we have are not funded. They are vacant, but there's no fund, so we don't have funded vacant positions. It's head office that decides depending on the costs that are involved. We follow up, we have documents to prove that we follow up in black and white.
Honourable Member, I think this, I just want to ask you just to comment on your question about the limited support for your office.
For the project. Yeah, this has been raised at numerous occasions. We haven't got, if I can put it like that, there are no clear policies set up for the project management and the professional services in place. And that kind of support, or when you've got challenges you would like to raise with the office, because they or the ones that should nationally make sure we all do the same. And that support has been lacking. For the last couple of years, we have seen every time the opportunity we've got it's been raised. We need to reflect. It's part of our challenges. The same with our integrated computer system. It's always in there. It's one of those things that we just do not get once, and it has been raised numerous.
If I can move on to the next question with regards to the three parliamentary villages and the service of the three parliamentary villages. Currently we have a facilities management contact in place, which is called DSVH, Drake and Skull Wurundjeri Holdings, and they are currently responsible to assist us in providing maintenance services and looking after the various, in actual fact, the entire prestige portfolio. And our endeavors is always to ensure that we provide an equal service to the three parliamentary villages. But I can just indicate that in managing parliamentary villages, there is also a parliamentary villages board that has not been active for quite a while, because on the parliamentary villages board consists of the three parliamentary residence committees, and the residence committees then help us as public works to ensure that we provide a service. We've had a recent parliamentary villages board meeting, and it's my humble opinion that once the board is actively involved as public works, we will then be implicated early stages if there is not equal attention to the parliamentary villages. As far as the monitoring of the work of the facilities management contract is concerned, we rely on the project manager to do random checks on the activities of the service provider and also on the parks managers who assist us. Currently we don't have a dedicated team that does the monitoring, and with the resuscitation of workshops we will also be looking at how we can use workshops to assist us whenever we use a service provider. The furniture, the selection of the furniture, particularly for the members, when did the renovation of the parliamentary villages a few years back, we had three show houses that we prepared, and the minister at that time and the residence committees then assisted us in selecting the furniture. And this is also the role that the parliamentary villages board will play in future together with the residence committee. We are currently in a process where we have received quite a few complaints with regards to the sofas. We did an exercise, and we are now currently looking at replacing some of the sofas, and we will go through the process again where we will identify the sofa, and then the parliamentary villages board and the three residence committees will come and make the selection of what type of furniture we choose for the members specifically. So that's the process that we follow with regards to the selection of furniture for the parliament, for the members of parliament. Honourable Member, as far as the sheltered employment is concerned by labour, in the past we used to buy quite a bit of the, they mostly manufacture office furniture, the sheltered employment that is offered, the one here in Effing for instance, they focus mostly on office furniture. But we have not really tested and looked at whether they also manufacture any other furniture that we can buy. It is something that we will look into and see whether there is an option for us to purchase from. The properties and the areas, we can also provide you with a list of where all these properties are and that is vested. They will basically be within the Western Cape, but we can then provide you with some areas if you will allow us. We can give you a list of the areas where these vested properties and these land parcels are located. We can do that from our SP register. As far as the artisans, how many males and females?
Can I respond to that?
Yes, please, Okay.
From the group that you have given for the training in recognition of their prior learning, it was the current employees, people have been here for more than 20 years, and there's only one female, somebody who joined the department in 2007. She was also fortunate to be part of the group. She's got the trade certificate in electrical. She's the only lady so far. Currently, the workshop it has been made all along until more recently.
So. In the sentence, you said all along, this was made in
the workshop. The workshop,
yes.
There's three females currently, but okay. Three females.
How many males?
I couldn't say if the number is.
And also, what? There are things which we might compromise with it, but there are things which we cannot. That is the principle of the government. That the you must include. With this one, this is what I don't want to do. I must listen to this.
Do they have the responsibility to preach that yet?
Sorry?
Do they have the responsibility to preach that yet?
Yeah.
Congress of course on the COBO.
The last question of the Honourable Member Emma is the EPWP projects. Do we have any EPWP projects in Aditya or Nayamba? Not currently. The last project that we had in Aditya was the Magistrates Court that we did there. So basically as far as Aditya or Nayamba is concerned, because we are only a service provider of accommodation to national departments, wherever there is a national department that is accommodated, office or otherwise, we will then, and there's a project, that's the only time we will go in there, but there's no other specific projects currently running in Kailitsa. Maybe at this point I can just check with the GE if we've got any other EPWP projects in Kailitsa.
Not yes. Only Kailitsa through Nyanga. Yes, I thought the question was centered around the budget that is coming from public works. We got IDT that has been conducted by our national head office, PWP. We are running the program called the non-state sector, where we are appointing the non-profit organization. We've got some cleaning projects around that, those areas, like the clean streets and slight rains in the roads and so forth. So we've got such interventions for the people that are around that area.
Mr. Wagner, don't touch the lepers because they're not the Jews. Once you were honest, they come to this nothing. Once you said the approaches, give us numbers. Give us numbers. How many humans involved, how many nations involved, how many Jews involved, etc. You see, you are touching him as once you say that. He was honest to say, I currently this nothing. We request you to send us details, we see what he means, please. Give us the details, that's what he means. We request that you take the important things, so that we know exactly what are they doing as well. Not to say that nothing, we don't know anywhere. No. We are the ones who book the quota funded and allocated. We do the quota to assist you. Babushiro.
Yeah, yeah. On this topic, that's where the gentleman said that some of them have seen as an EPW project, because EPW project, they must get skills to be. So if you set up one must jump them and clean them, and you get skills to that person, who's going to clean them?
Exactly, that's why I was requesting that you must teach him. Put it in. No, see, you just laugh and you say, I never knew this. No. You mustn't forget that in our community, you have the right to be next week to call you.
Could you maybe comment on that? In the fact we've given you a report of how EWP interests in the region, because it was not mentioned on the letter, it is not presented, but in fact we've given an overview of how EWP, I apologize for not mentioning it earlier. Honourable Member Groenewald, as far as the
I think
Honourable Member Mabitza, with regards to the vacancies not filled, are you covered, ma'am, with the comment that was made? No, as far as 2009 is concerned, Nosy, have you got since 2009?
The question that was first, I didn't get the question. The provision that you filled since 2019, because I said the number of 1,048.
We can get that fixed from Pastor, because people coming have been coming and going between 2009 and now. But the account number of positions that has been filled between 2009, I can get that in the other reports. Thank you for it.
Check
question
with your permission, if we can then provide that information to you. But it's been very few, and it's since 2009, but we can provide you with that. Thank you, Chair. Honourable Member Jacobs, if Norma can then speak to the management later.
I think I just need to And also there are compliance issues which affect our commission segment as well as the entire audit report for the national office, which are escalated in the consolidated management report for the department. So some of the issues that were raised within the regional office, we find that they don't necessarily, they are not escalated to the environmental management letter, because they usually refer to them as internal contributions which the regional office must even really identify internal control weaknesses within the regional office. But there are major issues that have been raised even from the regional office, e.g. The payment of maintenance rates, which is still a challenge for the department as well as the regional offices, and we are really trying to address it, but there are challenges. But if I can mention, in terms of the antenna maintenance, where we deal with smaller contractors, we find that when they submit their invoices, their invoices are incomplete, so we have to return back their invoices, and we find that there's a lot, maybe we're not really satisfied with the service that they have provided, which of course both also add to the fact that we won't be able to process those invoices within the 3 days. But we are supporting that, and I think there has been an improvement within the regional office. The other major issue that has also escalated in our interdepartmental report is the irregular expenditure. I think at some point we were even told the irregular department of irregular expenditure because of the seriousness of our challenges with regards to this issue. But what is currently happening now, in fact, some of the issues that led us to have this irregular expenditure was non-compliant in terms of SPM processes. But what we are now is we have identified
those.
Chief Director Supply Chain Management. So what we have done is to implement a lot of checklists which we generated from our business processes as well as compliance issues from National Treasury, because that's where the challenges we had, where you find that there are a lot of purchase notes that have been issued by National Treasury, but as a department maybe we don't take them into account, or for some reason maybe it's an oversight that we don't implement them within the department. So we have taken those issues into consideration and we have so far integrated them in our checklist, where we make sure that there is full compliance. And also I can indicate that there has been quite an improvement in terms of compliance issues with what it does to supply chain management. We are also in a process of going back to all the transactions for the public, the property entity, to go back to 2009 up to the current financial year to verify if there were any irregular expenditure on those payments at the process. Because another issue that was raised by the AG was that they cannot place reliance on the figure that was reported. So we need to, in terms of the irregular expenditure, so we need to go back to all those historical transactions and verify if there were any irregular expenditure. So we are in the process of doing that. And also, as I indicated, most of the issues, for instance, negotiated procedures, which have also led to irregular expenditure, I mean, those are issues that were also raised on our, in fact, they contributed to our disclaimer on our departmental management report. And also, if I can just also, one of the challenges that we're still having is the learning environment, where our processes are not very clear, if I can put it that way, because everything is done in head office, and unfortunately we have no control of what is really going on, how we can assist, especially from a supply chain management point of view. So we still have those challenges where the processes are not clear. But also to this one, there is also a task team that is also going to focus on going back to all transactions to verify if there were no irregularities on those transactions. I think that is driven from this one, is driven from the head office, from the teacher's office, from the teacher's office. So those are the the main issue that of course would escalate to the departmental management. By that is me, whether it's housekeeping issues or if you know it's non-compliance issues, we don't take them lightly, because at the end of the day, they can, if we don't attend to them, they can establish these non-compliance issues and have an effect on the entire departmental body.
Chairperson, Honourable Member Jacobs, as far as the second question is concerned, do we have a maintenance plan? The government, the Mobile Asset Management Act, the YAMA, assists us in compiling such a plan via the user asset management plan and the custodian asset management plan. And this plan then assists us in identifying the projects that need to be renovated over the MTA cycle and longer, and that is then presented to Treasury so that we can get funding. So there is a maintenance plan. The challenge we currently have is that the client departments don't complete the user apps, so that this can then be put on a budget, or they must go and find the funding if it's capital and ourselves as plan. So there is a maintenance plan, but the implementation I feel is not as visible at this point in time based on the lack of funding. The Navy is a national department which is currently occupying space in Simonstown provincially, but they're part of National Defence Force, the work that we do for the Navy. As far as the properties is concerned, they actually indicated that from a national perspective there was an initiative that was driven that we must identify all properties. The department has appointed a service provider to assist us in identifying all the properties of public, of national government. And because we are a member of the Provincial Safety and Disposal Committee, we also interact with the province where we assist them in properties that is identified, so that we can register them properly, because between the province, the municipalities, look at the area that could possibly be invaded, and that area is identified. So we work with province and the municipalities to assist us. As far as the island is concerned, yes, the three islands, they're all three weather stations. Marion Island is 1,800 kilometers
southwest.
It's a 4-day trip on boat. There's no airplane that can go there, so it's a 4-day trip on the SAA Galas. 4 days there, 1 day on the island, and then 4 days back. But if the sea rolls too much, it's 5 days or 6 days on the boat to the island. And then Gogh is 1,200 west. That's a 3.5 day trip on the USA. And then Antarctica is a South Pole, and that's a 7-day trip on the boat.
South Pole.
7-day trip on the boat. There is a flight, but it's very expensive, that goes to somewhere in West South America, and from there you take another flight to the Russian places, and from there you still gotta go. You've gotta use thermal underwear straight through, otherwise you won't bring it. So that's a shame, and that's the challenge. If you want to go there, it needs you out of the system for quite a while to go. And we went, when we opened, we built a new place on Marion Island, and we got our former deputy minister with us, Deputy Minister Mani Zulu. That was quite a long trip that we took. But yes, you are welcome to visit. And we do the work for DIA and all weather stations that's out there, the Department of Environmental Affairs. We do the work. The current projects, and I just need to differentiate based on the question the chairperson has also asked. The projects that we do for EPWP is mostly outsourced. In other words, we renovate a police station or a correctional facility, and then part of the contract documentation when we go out on tender is to indicate that they will employ a certain number of people on the NYS initiative for the National Youth Service. So the project itself is outsourced because it's a construction related project, and then we bring in the component of NYS to build capacity among our young people. I think I've answered the question about who maintains the bridges. So now we can quickly move to the Honourable Member Kunawa's questions.
DW retired people. Currently within the regional office, we do not have any initiatives where retired persons are used after retired people are used to transfer skills within the regional office. The department as a whole is looking at the initiative. I know that during former minister's time there was a database that was created requesting all the retired people to submit their names to the department. But as the regional office, we don't have at this point in time any initiative where we bring in retired people to assist us with the transfer. As far as the asset register is concerning, the 2014 target, we, as a regional office, it's going to be difficult for us to meet the 2014 without assistance, but at the recent meeting it was indicated that the department is going to, or is in the process of appointing a service provider that will assist the regional office. So we will now look at the assistance that the service provider will bring on board, and then we will look at whether we will be able to meet the 2014 target. But we are positive, if there's enough resources from the service, outside service provider, that we'll be able to meet in the 2014. But we haven't pointed it out. We have no satellite offices. As far as the regional office is concerned, we operate from this office. The satellite officer that we have is just workshop facilities. So it's not a police-based satellite. It's just workshops where we provide services, workshop services, because we've got sewage plants and we've got building bases in Oudtshoorn and in Langebaan, where we need to have staff to serve the sewage plants and the water plants. And that's only satellite workshop facilities we have. But we don't have satellite offices. As a reason, our staff must travel to each and every town every time when it is required. As far as the question of whether we know of all our immovable assets, whether they are occupied or not, Mr. Potter, can you assist with that question?
That's a difficult one, sir. That's what we said to the AG when that was curious why we're not inspecting properly. Our response was simple, really right for yes. We would go up there and check government problems. The only time you get to know the trouble around government problems is when the neighbor complains about being fertilized or when people invade land and somebody complains. However, we don't have people who on a daily basis or weekly basis go from here to check the hospital. We've made requests, especially for that one section of the utilization, we've made requests over the number of years to try and get stuff. So we are at a point where you can't get people to go up to that point. If they do, no work is going to be done in the office. And in the fact, it's like that. We are understaffed right now as we speak in the office. Now, you can't afford to let the people who are sitting in the office to be, you know, driving around and spending a couple of dollars. To us, that's an answer we cannot afford.
Chief President, I must also just indicate on this question from Honorable Mbutun about that we particularly have a problem. The dollar state houses is occupied by sex or correctional services staff members, and when they vacate these houses, they don't inform us. So we then only get a complaint from the neighbors to indicate. We just recently had a case in Saldanabad where a police member vacated a state house, and the house was then vandalized, and we were informed immediately the moment we hear that it's vacant, and we then check the client department, and we then immediately place a security at the house to protect the house so that it does not get vandalized further. And so we build up our report of. So there could be houses that at this point, state houses that is not occupied, that we don't know about the possibility.
I can tell you, because I feel very bad. There isn't just one, there's a number of governors. That's your local indicators that have vandalized the house.
Others may not like because of their condition, because they are almost carried away. But if the problem is there, there's a multitude of problems. Besides the fact that you don't have people to go and inspect those houses on a regular basis, when you discover that the house has been vacated by a member of SAPS, SAPS procedure, they should let us know that on such a certain date, that house is going to be vacant, but that doesn't happen. So that is why you'll only hear when the house is being vandalized or has been vandalized.
Thank you, Chief. We saw this of staff in HCM. We follow the same process as far as HCM is concerned, always to highlight the priority to the office. And then we await the process. We do follow it up on a regular basis as to when these critical vacant posts will be filled. KJ Park, what is the number of persons? In actual fact, I don't have my report with me now, but we just recently completed an occupancy audit in the key parliament buildings, and we reported the outcomes of that report to the board at a meeting that we recently held, and the board is now going to put strategies in place to manage the issue with regards to the number of attendants and who stays in the park. But I can confirm here that any house that is allocated in the parliamentary villages is only allocated to members of parliament and sessional officials. And the sessional officials are verified by their DG on an annual basis. So all the flats, currently we are renovating all the flats within the parliamentary villages, particularly Acacia Park, and that is to accommodate the sessional officials. Those session officials are provided to us and confirmed on an annual basis through the DG of the department. Any member that is not there, that is not confirmed, we then go through a process of electing such session officials. But we do have a challenge, and I think the honourable member asked the question who works at Parliament. Sometimes we do have the challenge that the bus that takes members to Parliament, there are certain people that get off before the bus goes into Parliament. So we are dealing with that, but that is not, it is sometimes dependence, or it is the dependence of either members of parliament or sessional officials. So we are going through a process of rectifying all the occupants of the three parliamentary villages. And the residence committees will give feedback to the three parks with regards to the outcomes of the occupancy order. So we know exactly at this point in time how many warm bodies there is within the three parliamentary villages. We are also dealing with the current challenge that we have with regards to the domestic workers, specifically in the Asia Park, we are also dealing with that because we also get an order of who the domestic workers is and who the dependents is and who belongs there or not. So through the board, we will be dealing with all the issues. Chairperson, you know the questions that you have raised, we take note and we apologize for the fact that we use acronyms in the presentation. And we will make sure that it is, does not happen in the future again. Also, the issue with regards to the forest villages, again, I apologize for that. As far as the forest divisions in the forest is concerned, the one thing I can confirm is that as a department, we are aware of all these forestry villages. And if anything like a forest eviction happens, they normally communicate to property management and we intervene because no one else has jurisdiction over these members except the Department of Public Works. And with the forest village that we are in communication with all the municipalities to ensure that we manage those facilities effectively. Jefferson, you are absolutely correct. We have 148 vacancies on the one hand, and on the other hand we talk about the lack of capacity. It is a challenge that we do have, and as I've indicated, we submit to head office our request for the filling of this post, and depending on the availability of budget, they then advertise the post for us and fill. So we are guided by head office. Chairperson, we will provide you with the full details of the EWP initiatives other than
the ones that I have mentioned through NYS. And the reason why it was not included in this report is because those are managed by EDWP via the IDC. But as I've indicated to you, we have a presentation in effect that indicates to you our role that we play as far as EDWP is concerned. The person I thought that I've addressed the issue with regards to the FOX. And I will specifically also look at the vandalism as far as Laboria Park is concerned. And this is also where the Parliamentary Villages Board is going to assist us. They're going to re-look at the rules within the parks. Because the custodian of the rules in the park is the Residence Committee with the Parliamentary Villages Board. So we have requested the Residence Committee to assist us, particularly with how to manage parties, how to deal with drinking and how to just manage the discipline within the parks. So I'm sure that the Parliamentary Leaders Board will be providing guidance in future on that matter to assist us as public works to manage the park more effectively. Site visits, Jefferson? Yes, it's basically because of a lack of capacity that we're not doing site visits. Satellites, we have spoken to that issue, is a challenge, particularly as if you look at both west. It's 500 kilometers from us, which is not really, which is classified as rural, but the Yuhan kind of area around it, which makes it sometimes difficult for us to effectively deal with those areas. Jefferson, just to give you a mind as far as Robben Island is concerned, our Deputy Minister has also met with the Deputy Minister of Arts and Culture so that we can jointly look at how we can improve the service from Public Works with regards to Robben Island. So there's we are busy looking intensely at how to improve our service delivery to Robben Island. Chairperson, as far as prestige is concerned, it is now one area where we know almost exactly how many buildings we have. I can provide with that detail how many buildings we have as far as prestige houses is concerned, parliamentary villages, and also within the precinct. And as a regional office, we've only got one former president that we deal with, and that is former President F.W. de Klerk, where we do security measures to his house within the Western Cape. Jefferson, that's then our response. Oh, sorry, Jefferson, this on your issue with regards to the lights within the building. Our workshops is responsible for the day-to-day maintenance in this building, and I will investigate why they have not done the replacements of the lighting in this space specifically. Without going into it, there isn't really a challenge with regards to that. That's work not done.
Members, I think if I must inform you first, that we are speaking with the science of the and I'm scared. I have any problems in a second round, but I'm scared that because 2 o'clock we must be in. But I'd like to deal with us by yourself, start with the rest of the Mama Pizza. But before I do, you see, I'll start striking in the front of the line. Some of their hands, the door hands, go and check yourself, put your head. These are the terms and races, and don't they still turn to races? That sign shows you exactly that we might look here while they are sitting inside. That's why I was asking for how long does it take for ambitions. Honourable members, get my point. One each member, not two, because it can't be like us. Only one. Honourable member of that teacher.
Thank you, Chairperson. Really, I'm still down to the mother. to hear that this department does not have a monitoring tool. If a person can vacate a house and you don't even know, you are not even aware, I don't understand how you operate. I don't go for that understanding that the people are short-staffed. If we are short-staffed, still we have a budget, we have employees, supervisors, managers, etc. who are earning every month, but there's no monitoring tool. I don't get it right. It may be people can expatiate further, then I will understand. Because it is like that, it's as well as the department is put under administration. Because there's no point of having a budget that is used and there's no monitoring tool. I don't get it right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. The only next
on the issue of maintenance, I asked that question deliberately because you would remember wherever we go, they say it is the responsibility of the Department of Public to maintain this building. The last one they will be at shelter employment here. And they say they usually send this application to the department. And we are not responding. So it means we are responsible for this department, but most of our buildings are not in good condition. That is the reason why I asked you for a maintenance plan. Because if you don't have a maintenance plan, we'll be having this problem. Because we need to go around in all of our buildings and see to it that we maintain it. But as it is, they are saying it is your department which is not responding to the thank you.
Thank you. Only in the
thank you, Chairperson. I've got a lot of follow-up questions, but due to time, it's difficult and it's like we are being like pressurized in taking these things out because of time. But definitely it doesn't, it means this department it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. I will leave other questions, we will send them in writing, but if we can look at the question of health hazard like in the past, and the environment. For example, we are dying today in Pelito Park. You go out, there are flies, there are things that are flying, they get into your nose, into your mouth when you speak. Those things are need to be looked at as a serious matter. And we must be informed as this comes. There are a lot of questions here, and if we can get the list of these buildings that you vandalize, can we have the list so that we talk to the minister about it? In 2009, during our strategic planning of this, we requested the department to give us that list and to tell us what is happening in this house. It's 2012 now. Nothing is being done, and the officials tell us that there's nothing that they can do. Definitely,
you're
telling us that
the... Thank you, Chair. From my side, there's only one thing. I will put it in capital letters, and that is the asset areas. And it is, I don't think really the problem is here at this department in Cape Town. I think that we must get to the main office. Because there's no way that the department can tell us they do not know how many assets they have. How many houses do they have? There's no register. And the taxpayers' money at the end of the day. It is wasted. And we must get into that. And the other people who is investing and put up an asset register, I think we must get that people to us. The cut of that is 2014. And if one province can't tell us what is going on with the houses and how many houses and how many flats and who's working in that and who's taking that, What about the rest of South Africa? I'm very, very worried about this. Thank you.
Okay, let me summarize what I said in the information manager said that you must be able to return information. What our position, what about money? Sending out. Sorry?
Quarter.
Quarter. You see, what he says can be very important. When you say that you can't go out because to you, to find the Jesus, we spend most of my time to go outside because of a short neck, the lack of the then you change your language. That's language. Therefore, our request is to give us all the copies of the position you made to national in terms of your staff. Then again, you see, it's very sensitive issue of database. You must know exactly, not to be told by the people neighbors. It means that, as Uma Machembo was saying, it means that you don't have an office. Why do we keep you there in the office that you are able to tell us, but it's not the things which you are maintaining? You are earning salary for that. That is the reason why we requested that we must be accompanied by the person from the next office. Because when you ask questions, there are things which fall in there are things which fall in the point. And there are also the issue which was raised by Bobby Jacobs. I think we don't compromise with this kind of things. But this is the fact that we are in the target time. And there are some people are taking advantage because, you know, when are there, when we're debating parliament, we must know that from different parties as well. Yeah, or no, from government. But when we're there, some people, they check it as if it's all one part which is important. Why you are paid by doing it? This is going correct. And you are the issue of men. Correct. Don't be scared. If there's anybody, if you want to challenge, challenge. If there are people who doesn't support you within this region, tell us. Tell us. We don't need a whole Congress of Boys on the air. Because it's there, it is the principle of freedom that you must be employed. You must be given opportunity. And that one doesn't need the nation office. It needs you as a pro everything. It doesn't need the nation office. What have you done? What have you do in order to make sure that you anyway are taken on board? And then that's one of the WIMF to us. It can cost people to go there. If we want to go there, we are going to there. We were able to go to Cuba, we were able to go to Japan. What stopped us to go here? Because from here to Cuba is more than thousands of kilometers. To go here to go to Cuba is more than thousands of kilometers. Any area, any place where there is an institution which is paid by this department, we do have us to go there. Because also, from your, if you can assist us, I'll be very much grateful and that's true help us to find out how big are these islands, Sunitas, how big are they, and how many people are living there. I'll put an example. Baby, this one, I'm happy because we are not recording some of the things. We don't have a situation where I would be island in South Africa and that island is used by other people to be a springboard to use mercenaries. Because we're not military men. You still remember the story of whatever, where like South Africans went there and invaded while they don't have permission to the captain of South Africa. So that's the danger of the islands without monitoring. We must. No problem. Okay, fine. I was searching an example, like we can't have islands without being monitored. Each and everywhere where we are investing from a place like the monitor, those particular areas, we go there, do whatever. Whether it's expensive or not, that's really nothing. We must go there and monitor. To ourselves as members, to go down to our touring port and see that how to get, before the end of our term, how to get to one of these areas. Whether it's Gosh, whether it's Maryland, whether it's the fifth one, it's South Pole. Yes, we must go in and to take that exercise route. Then without wasting the time, so what I want to request then is that, thank you very much to us, as well, I would like to thank you. Members, I know very well that it's some of the documents came late. I'm writing some now, but we were able to go beyond this document because it's still in the and we read the document. This committee can be seen as the smallest committee by objectives. And to you, I want you to put straight in records that even the president of the country does come to us in Sochi. To those people who are not prepared to come to us, indicate to us as the people. Because we truly, we are able to request by community, we request by the youth, from DG, from whatever level, we request them to come. And any apology, as from today, we want to take any apology which is not there. It must be taken for the sake of our effort. Because we need people to come and account in terms of the FMA. So anew, as a reason, I'd like to thank once more, but I would appreciate if you can make it a follow-up on some of the things which you have, so that we can be able to get and have an immediate solution to meet the deadlines which are put by our own ministry. I would like to thank you the ministry this agenda and our request.
Hello. Where are you going from? Hello. Where are you going from? I received an
SMS.
Okay.
You come and take your things and you can do some other things.